do have the Tiger King live from prison on the phone with us right now. Last week we missed you. You were sick. Are you feeling better?
Yeah, well, I got a blood transfusion. You know, I do that every month and had a reaction. And then the next day I ran low on minutes. And then when I finally got minutes, the day after that, somebody crawled out the window and got us all locked down.
Goodness.
How did they crawl out a window? Doesn't the window have bars?
Well, these people want out bad to get these drones. They even cut the bars off the windows.
How do you do that?
Wow. How do they have access to anything to cut the bars?
Well, I'm in a low medical prison, so they, you know, they've got facility area where they have chainsaws and everything.
Mm. Did they catch the person that crawled through the window?
No.
Nope.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Wow.
They only crawl out and get the drugs and crawl back in. It's not like they want to leave.
They want to get a job. You can just do drugs and chill.
Get it.
Tiger, what are the blood transfusions for?
I was born with a genetic disease called common variable immune disease and hemoglobin anemia. So my body doesn't produce blood right, so they have to give me blood and IVGs for an immune system because I don't have an immune system.
Oh, wow. And you've been doing that your whole life?
Yep, every month.
Wow. That is a lot to deal with.
It is a lot.
You don't know what you can catch from the tigers.
It sits there for 5 hours and let that stuff drip in. Gosh. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, Jason on our show, well, no one on our show loves needles, but he hates needles, so and that's a big one, too, to get the blood out.
Every month.
And then, I guess.
The blood is worse than a regular shot to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's sticking in your veins.
Ugh. And then it just sits there.
Yeah.
Just waiting.
But Katie has a bone to pick with you,
Tiger King, Joe Exotic, joining us from prison. I have been seeing on your social media that you are saying, hey, nothing better for the holidays than giving the gift of a phone call with Joe Exotic.
A surprise phone call. I've got like five of them to do today.
But that's like not going to cut into our minutes, right?
Don't take our minutes.
No.
Okay, just checking.
Is it kind of like a prison cameo?
This call is from a federal prison.
I hope you're.
I guess that's the closest thing to a cameo you're going to get from me.
Yeah. So like if they do a donation, they can you can give them a phone call.
Yeah, they started that because I just hired Peter Tichtin, Trump's lawyer, last week.
Mm.
And, to help me get my pardon pushed and go to the Supreme Court. And I got to come up with $250,000. Yeah, it's another...
Wow, gosh.
Another $250,000. This is all about paying for your freedom around, you know?
Yeah.
You have to come up with $250,000 for just an attorney. It sounds like Jared's divorce.
I know. I wish there was a final number on it. At least I would know.
Now you know why Carol just feeds them to the husbands or to the tigers. It's cheaper.
Allegedly, Tiger
King. It's cheaper. Maybe she was onto something, right? Allegedly.
Yeah. You don't have to hire a lawyer. You just feed them to the tigers.
Allegedly.
Hey, Mr. King, when you say you do that, is that like the, can you do like payment plans or is that the, what do they call that, Jared, when you initially have to pay?
On layaway?
Your retainer?
retainer.
Yeah.
Is that the retainer?
Lord layaway.
Yeah, I'm lucky that he signed on and let me raise the money instead of paying him up front.
So. Oh, okay. So there's no retainer.
But I've got the ex-chair of the Libertarian Party, Angela. I don't know how to say her last name. It's like McDermott or something like that. But she's the one out there coming up with the funds. So
okay,
the Libertarians are really helping me out.
Well, good. That's you have a whole political party behind you. That should at least be worth something. All right, so we have some pop culture questions for you.
Okay.
Tom Cruise is throwing shade at Nicole Kidman after the recent split up with Keith Urban.
Yes.
And this is interesting because he never really talks about her.
Well, it's been years and years and years since they divorced.
Yeah.
And then now Tom Cruise telling his friends that he thinks that the split between Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban is karma.
Mm.
Smart idea? Bad idea, Tiger King.
Hey, You know what? I'm waiting for my ex, Dylan, to split up with his new one because it's going to be karma, too, for running off and leaving me in prison, taking all the money.
Okay.
Oh, took money?
Yeah.
So I would say, yeah, he took $2.6 million from Netflix and left me here.
Wow.
Well, why didn't, if it was from Netflix, don't you have, like, why did it just go to him and it wasn't to you? Did he?
Because I was arrested and put in prison 2 years before the Netflix filmed. Mm. So he signed the contracts because we were legally married and sold them all of my footage from my YouTube channel and my computers and took the money and ran off.
Wow.
So I'm right there with, Tom Cruise.
Anyone that's been divorced, you're like, I kind of get it. You don't say it, but you think you're like, karma.
Well, but I was saying to Jared, you know, it's like those in glass houses when it comes to Tom Cruise. It's like, of all the things that he's, you know, not being with his children, not having any contact with them because of Scientology, it's almost like this opens you up for a lot of ridicule.
It does.
I feel like the best move there would have just been saying, like, I don't have anything to say about it.
I wish her the best. She's a good person.
Or just no comment.
Yeah,
just
no comment.
I'm not. I don't talk about those things.
Yeah, like
But you know the saying that there's no such thing as bad press. He's probably got a million extra followers. Just
maybe
this call is from a federal prison.
I don't think it sits well with anybody that he doesn't have contact with his kids.
No, that looks bad. Mm-hmm. He has four kids?
Two adopted and then one with Katie Holmes.
Three.
There might be more in there. I don't know.
He only has contact. He has apparently a great relationship with the ones that are Scientologists, but then the ones who aren't, because they left the church, he doesn't talk to them. It's like, really, dude? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That's kind of a strange religion anyway, isn't it?
Well, I think
we don't judge.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know all the ins and outs.
Well,
but
yes, it's strange if part of the religion says you can't talk to your own daughter if they leave the religion.
We find it odd, but that's a slippery slope.
Yeah. I mean, but I do think any group and or organization or religion that's like, you should disown your family,
Amish.
I have an issue with that.
They well, shunning. I mean, if you're not in the religion anymore, you can
is
get
Amish
shunned.
Is Amish a religion or just a way of a culture?
Well, their religion is what shuns them, is that you're not a part of that, and along with it is the way of
the
life.
The culture, yeah.
Yeah, is the culture of it all. But yeah, I mean, well, there's...
My parents, you know, disowned me for being gay, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so...
Mm-hmm.
Have you talked to him after that?
People have issues, you know?
Yeah, true.
You know, we built the zoo together, but, you know, it was never a son-parent relationship after that, no.
Yeah.
I got you.
And, you know, I grew up my entire life and never heard my dad say, I love you one time before he died, so...
Dang, Joe.
I hate that for you.
Well, but I had in 82, when he found out I was gay, he made me shake my hand in front of my mom and promise never to come to his funeral. So, you know, karma works in mysterious ways, too. So I came to prison, he died, and he got his wish, you know, so.
Oh, wow.
Man.
Yeah.
That's rough.
There's always more to people's lives than, well, Joe Exotic is a very entertaining and multifaceted and just layered type of individual, but... Yeah, I hate to hear that.
It's hard.
I mean, that's no kid should not feel that love from their parents. But we love you, Joe.
Yeah,
our
we
audience
do.
Loves you.
I love y'all too. There's people, you know, and that's I guess the gift that God gave me, you know, for the life that I've had, because I get letters from people all over the world, and I have a bigger family than I could ever ask for.
There you go.
You feel loved now, right?
Oh, absolutely. Good. Absolutely. Okay.
All right. I saw a tiger.
Unless I run out of phone minutes and I can't call you on Tuesday.
Then we're like, screw that guy. No, just kidding. We would never. But speaking of prison, there's some new allegations with Diddy.
Ugh. Just when you think it's all over. I don't even know. How long did it go on? How long have we been talking about Diddy?
What's Diddy complaining about?
Well, they're brand new. He's not complaining, but someone else is. Brand new sexual assault allegations against Diddy, facing new trouble. Fresh sexual assault allegations reported by a man in Florida.
In prison?
Okay. A prisoner.
He's in prison. No. Diddy's in prison. Diddy's
right,
locked
right. But the guy that's accusing him wasn't in prison. Okay, I saw that coming.
Yeah. There's still time. There's still time.
If it's not an inmate that's doing it now, give it a month.
Give it some time. No, this is a man who alleges that incidents in 2020 and 2021, that there were lewd acts that had happened in front of him, and then also that he was forced into what he's calling lewd acts with Diddy.
Why is he coming out now?
Maybe
he was too embarrassed.
I don't know.
Maybe wait till he got sentenced to prison. He's like, maybe I have more leverage now.
And
I don't know.
He can.
They could have been scared of him, or now that Diddy's in the news, he just needs his 15 minutes of fame, and he's filing false accusations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then Diddy also has been, he's gotten in trouble for, what was it, for making alcohol, or what was it?
Yeah, making alcohol.
Alcohol? Yeah. That's the only question I've ever had, is you get in trouble in prison for it, but you don't get a new case. But if you make alcohol in Tennessee or Kentucky, you're going to prison.
Right.
Interesting.
On your own property.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Just mind your own business. Sense.
Hey, guys, this is going to hang up any second. It just beeped. I gave him.
We lose him?
He's gone.
Joe, you gone?
Oh.
Right. It's so funny. Every time he's on, I get messages. Is this really Joe Exotic?
It is.
I'm like, yes, it's really him. He's really calling from the prison. I know we do a lot of funny stuff here, which is still funny with Tiger King because he's very funny. But it's really him.
Yeah, it's him.